afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Please donate what you can, folks. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. I do have with me my regular Wednesday co-host, the host of RBN's Thought Crime Live, which of course is 10 a.m. and that's Central Time every Saturday. Stephen Douglas Weitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Howdy, neighbors. I'm glad to be here as always.
Yes, yes, yes. Glad to have you here, Stephen. And I was talking to you off air just now. It is important, okay, what's happened to Trump as well as what's happened to Alex Jones. I admit that, you know, and the amount of corruption as far as the war agenda, the war machine, is worth exposing for that matter as well. And the deception and the fact that, you know, Russia and China aren't the ultimate threats to our way of life. The enemy is within the gates here, for sure, you know. It's the power centers of those who shan't be named by the corporate media who are right here among us. I'd say plenty of big money, which supports this this takeover we've seen of our nation. But at the same time, you know, when I look at the ways things are really being taken away from us, the categories, if you will, these are all just conveniently timed distractions, adding to the others. I mean, when you look at the economic situation, that alone justified the war. And all these little wars, which, of course, is what a world war always kind of starts as, little conflicts here and there before, you know, everyone's involved, and at least some of them in some capacity around the globe. And now, of course, the exposure of the damage from the shots, you know, and the fraud with the reporting on so-called pandemics. And the exposure already, you know, before they've even really put the foot down with their complete climate psyop and climate treaty. But of course, pandemic treaty, we've been hearing about all this reporting on it, and it's very been suspect by their wording all along. Pandemic treaty, it could be a climate pandemic, it could be any sort of pandemic. And but yes, this attack, you know, on Alex Jones and this attack on this raid of Trump is a message, you know. I mean, we're coming for the biggest fish first, you know, your heroes, your icons. We're going to come for some of the smaller fish just under them who are the same to you. And this is instilling fear. Do not dare. You must comply or this will happen to you next. Stephen?
Yeah, it's almost like they've declared thought crime the next pandemic with this little reporting tool that was it the UN that put that out. It's like, for if you see a conspiracy theory, then send it here. And just that's kind of what time it is right now with our little world here. You know, the alternative media, the people who speak their minds. It's kind of scary looking out there at all of that. And I saw we were speaking earlier today about this. Let me bring it up. It is in Germany. They have created what are known as reporting centers for anti-queer and racist incidents. And then these incidents are incidents that are below the limit of punishability, meaning activities that are not considered criminal offenses under German law. In addition to the already launched anti-Semitism reporting center, the establishment of four further reporting centers has now begun. They focus on the following topics: anti-queer activities, anti-Muslim racism, anti-Ziganism. Oh, I guess that's discriminations against the Roma, gypsies. Okay. Anti-black, any other form of racism. We have set a number of goals for the new legislative period to further reduce discrimination in our society, said North Rhine Westphalia's family minister, Josephine Paul. And establishment of the reporting centers is an important first step. With this system of reporting centers, which is unique in Germany, we also want to register incidents of discrimination that are below the threshold of punishability and are therefore not recorded in the police statistics, but we want to register them, perhaps for your social credit score, perhaps for, I mean, it's just the nightmare is unfolding right in front of our eyes. That's what I see happening, and that seems to be the most important point. Just like you said, all these other things are distraction from this digital currency slave system that they want us to enter into. And that, you know, at that, what else matters? Okay, look, we got to stop this, or we're done for. It's just game over. These little militarized robots and smart cities and all of this technology looking at everybody, yeah, and with the powers that should not be controlling all of that, yeah, that just can't continue. I do think that they see more and more people are listening to people like us and looking into things for themselves, and it scares them. That's why they're trying to get rid of us now before we wake up. Yeah, that's how it looks to me from right here. Current events, I don't know. I just know there's a scary time right now. And it does seem to indicate that they could be coming after us with all these IRS agents coming, as just turning, and the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has such a sordid, disgusting history. And now it's in power as the secret police of the U.S., the political police. With the IRS, this becomes the political police of the New World Order, of whatever we can call it, of it that we are all facing. That's just how it looks to me. And I know that people out there listening who agree, and, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and we mentioned the numbers as far as this increase of the IRS agents in specific, like how many agencies combined. It's still outnumbers, really, with the funding and agents now. I just had that story It's here somewhere, but
almost 87,000 agents, new agents.
Yes, yeah, and then when you look at just how it surpasses so many at once, it just so many other agencies at once, which are already bloated. It's clear that just looting the last bit left of the nation, you know, whatever scraps. I mean, that's the last act of a corrupt nation's leadership, really, is to loot the nation. You know, looting the nation, I mentioned earlier in a text to you folks, looting the nation for those few remaining drops of economic blood. And that is all there is left to do for our so-called leaders. The mindset and genetic stock within the nation has already been thoroughly replaced and poisoned. The U.S. people of color await their future dystopia. I still try to stay positive, Stephen, though I mean, as far as the anti-white agenda you mentioned in Germany, I mean, they want to stigmatize people even if they can't. And of course, it's all what they consider, any sort of racial discrimination. If it's any discrimination against whites in any hiring, grading, treatment of crime, that they won't be recognized, of course. And so it will never get in the database. But, you know, they have to just say, or any type of racism in that German, just to comment briefly on that, you know. But, I mean, there is a future for our folk, you know, as I was saying, white people, that is to say, although they must begin learning to continually fight to gain and maintain said future. So it's okay to be white nationalist needs to start trending, and that is a step most people aren't willing to go to yet, you know, on that note. But the amount of, well, I mean, if I looked at the overall, it's sure psychological warfare, of course, you know, I mean, on various fronts, you know, that we're really facing. It's psychological, and I could elaborate on that by saying government warfare. In government, in the true definition, govern the mind, control the mind, you know, government. So controlling the mind warfare, you know, psychological warfare. So, I mean, the government doesn't even need to be a category. That just kind of is the law embodying representation of how you've conditioned the people to expect norms in their society, right? And you have a high trust society when you have people who obey the law, and you have a low trust society with less freedoms when you just don't have you know, the average citizen capable of that. And some of that can be due to culture, but a large portion has to do with their genetic stock and some things that, you know, just our differences we've found among different regions as far as studying DNA and race. But that's the big taboo, and that's how Europe and the United States are being undermined gradually, losing our freedoms. And you know, it's just a taboo topic to even address some of how it is being done, you know. But like, psychological is the overall psychological warfare. I'd say there's like seven subcategories, you know, there's like seven categories inside that, because it's all psychological warfare, really, any topic we're talking about here. But we have biological, you know, COVID was the big current biological means, but, you know, this pandemic treaty nonsense, and that's how we have to expose it, nonsense, you know, is the real culmination of that. Environmental, with the climate treaty, you know, so-called global warming. So we have biological, we have environmental, we have economic, with ESG scores now, environmental social governance scores, and the CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. We have corporate, you know, just as a category that's becoming worthy of concern more than government now. You know, and that's why I would put that on the list more than government, which is more just overall the result. You know, you're going to have these people who assume leadership, and you have to make sure things are good enough where they don't you know, they don't just abuse it. On average, is the best you can hope for. But no, yeah, corporate is a category. It's the WEF and now the Council for Inclusive Capitalism carrying out their theories, you know, in the real world. We have racial. I'd say that's a category these days. Demographic, you know, the genocidal aspect with a lot of these undertakings of our opposition. Cultural. Certainly, you know, everything from education to entertainment, and then censorship, big tech, you know, I guess, is the big, you know, digital censorship, Orwellian in a lot of ways, but controlling what you can access, what information you can access and be aware of that's out there, what information you can put out there for others, and of course, what a version of history is out there, who writes that history. So, biological, environmental, economic, corporate, racial, cultural censorship. Those are my big seven, Stephen.
And BlackRock over them all at this point, or attempting to be. Larry Fink and BlackRock and Vanguard and these.
Oh, yeah. Well,
facing. It's like, well, yeah,
a lot of things overlap. I mean, that would be right. Economic and corporate, mm-hmm. Mostly.
Yeah, well, yeah, and now sure. the tech too, with the enforcement is coming, and then it's turning into a Hunger Games world. That's like their plan, it seems like. I mean, you read the agendas and the white papers and stuff that, you know, that. Sorry, someone just interrupted there. Yeah, and yeah, so that seems like what they're aiming for. That very kind of world where you're corralled off with geofencing into your little sector and your subsistence level, but they live like kings in the big smart cities and travel by high speed rail all over the world and subjugate you with what's left of any military force. In fact, they don't even want they want a robot force. That's the dystopian future that I fear the most, and I'm afraid that, you know, at least sure. my kids may see. And we got to stop that somewhere. Go ahead.
We have headlines out there in response to the Trump raid at Mar-a-Lago. Let's see, at Blacklisted News, via another author's platform source, but welcome to the third world, you know. And of course, DeSantis, he was one out there saying that this is Banana Republic tactics. So yeah, many are out there just acknowledging that it's not like we're on our way, we're there.
Oh, very much so. Steal, I saw they stole a congressman's phone. So, you know, that's it looks like the red terror has begun. You know, this, that's what time
and it
is
and
in
it
America.
Exposes, and on a mainstream corporate media level, it exposes the two-tier justice system, the fact that, I mean, after this raid happened, evidently Hillary started marketing these hats. So it's like she's just laughing at how her emails are not treated with the same kind of scrutiny that they are with Trump in this situation. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's already circulating. There's already a photo of, maybe she already had the hat, but evidently like sales have like skyrocketed ever since this, or she's trying to cash in on it. And that's how much you have. But her emails, it says across the black hat in white, but her emails and just the her merchandise site is just blowing up in the wake of all this. Because these leftists are okay with a two-tier justice system. I mean, that's how much the opposition, you know, this international Jew-controlled weaponized banking system has warped the minds of the leftists and all these people of color proxy armies to think, you know, and it's okay, you know, to threaten people, to even lynch people. They're getting taught in the schools, if you disagree with them politically, to, you know, to assassinate. They don't use lynching because that's, I guess, a taboo term in the BLM, critical race theory culture. But, you know, yeah, it's okay to assassinate political opponents of your ideologies and their teaching. It's just, you know, they're preparing for just complete Bolshevik sealment of the deal here in this country, you know?
I agree. It's scary. I see happening every day. It just, I don't know. But I can't let it. I can't let it just beat me down, man, okay? I see the truth, and I know there are people out there that do. And the thing, I wonder why I do this. You know, I say, why are you doing this? You know, like, I just can't stop it. I know people are listening. I don't do it for people who need to hear this. I do it for people who want to hear it. You know, that just to address that for a second, you know, it's a whole lot more important than whether there are little spikes coming out of the tissue of the kidney of whatever. You know, it's like, come on, man. I heard y'all did a little peer review yesterday. So I agree. It's like, I just, Dave from New York calling in and undermining anything we say just irritates me. I was really had a kind of a personal thing when I did my first show and he called and wanted to complain about the music from Farron's show. I was like, come on, man. Yeah, I've been trying to do this for, you know, years, and now I finally did. That's what you want to talk about? Come on. It's like, okay. All right. That was just kind of personal. Speaking of music, there we go.
You have the right to let that out. Well said. You know, well put. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And, well, Stephen, you had, I know you had another interesting article link you just sent me with a really great quote there. I mean, I had some more news, you know, to share as well. There's never a shortage of that out there. So, I don't know. We covered the the German state government with these reporting centers, though. That was pretty ridiculous in and of itself, because it's coming here. You know, I mean, in Europe, I mean, they're cracking down, and any sort of intolerance for just these leftist lifestyles, if you will. You know, you have the feminism, the anti-white. People of color, you have the LGBT communities, all weaponized, you know, against, as proxy armies against the base population of the conservative Europeans over there, and those of European stock over here. But yeah, this William Rapilla mentioned in the chat a humorous comment there. He was checking out your link to that, you know, and he's like, look how retarded whatever that is looks. And yeah, these gender neutral types, you know, they are conditioned to just feel superior through the college indoctrination system these days. And then they go out there and they're appointed to all these positions, making these huge sums and highly influential upon, you know, further generations, just a vicious cycle, right?
Very much so. They've been groomed since they've been in the quote unquote public indoctrination system to just be our downfall. They don't educate anymore to make people competent in life, to comply with their their paradigm and agenda. Now, you were talking about the Dixie Identity article, right? About the Southern nationalism. Well, I'll just read the quote that that I pulled out of that, and give the link for the listeners. It just said, "Most whites can be fixed. We need a folkish state that protects, nurtures, and creates new men for a new North America. The South is the only real culture in North America, and in a real, sizable form. It is my belief, even if it is a minority opinion among Southern nationalists, that the South should take the duty to liberate our culturally disabled and wayward brothers on the continent." And it was a good read. I really like to read what's on that site. Let me see if I can't read the link for everyone. It just says identitydixie.com. It just says Liberating the North. It was posted today. So it just, I don't know. I don't want to swallow all these black pills, y'all. We got to do something. I know there's people out there that agree with me. And we just, I don't know how to do this. It looks like they're going to ramp up all the enforcement mechanisms they can to shut it down, you know, to keep us from networking together and forming any kind of new society, any kind of eternally regenerative nation.
Oh, yes. You must shut it down if it doesn't include anti-white equity, inclusion, and diversity. Oh, tolerance. I can't forget tolerance. You know, all these words always thrown at us. Right? But equity is the biggest one now. Equity.
Yeah. And that shift from one to the other, depending on what is most effective. It's a psychological warfare, just like you said. It's a make warfare by means of deception.
I mean, inclusion is being used pretty heavily as well. I actually, on a second note there, I mean, so yeah, inclusion and equity are the hot trending words for the engineering. And well, that's, of course, often used for the replacement.
Reparations. They're coming in to take the tax resistors again, just like they did with the Civil War. Okay, that's the point. It's like in the War of Northern Aggression, they won't come. We didn't want to pay them taxes, and well, you must comply. And you know, just from Shays' Rebellion to that to today, they want it all. It's harvesting their tax cattle, and we're on the chopping block. That's what time it is, y'all. And it gets scary, but I'm sure glad to be here with you. I don't know how to. It just gets. It's overwhelming sometimes, and let me tease Saturday's show. I'll have Mike Gaddy on discussing the actual history of the world on Thought Crime Live this week.
Wow, very, very impressive. Looking forward to that. Listeners, do tune in this Saturday. Yeah, it's just why we have to double down, and especially on a local level, right? Because it's just the larger scale, the more out of control the corruption is at this point. Recently released emails provide more evidence big tech government collusion is just growing and growing. But we'll be right back, folks. Don't dismay. And we'll be back reporting. Stick around for these messages from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And, oh, I was just looking at some recent comments from Trump. Actually, it seems like a worthwhile time, him being raided and all. I mean, of course, everyone's probably been aware of the statement he released. I've yet to read that on air. But on the topic we have been referencing today, Stephen, the demise of the nation. It was a good quote I was just noticing from him, a remark at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas on Saturday, where the former president raised the alarm on the State of the Union, you know, so just before this raid, okay? He says, "Our country is being shot. It's being destroyed." Okay, he spoke of, quote, "creating the most secure border in American history, record tax and regulation cuts, $1.87 gasoline, no inflation, low interest rates, record growth in real wages, record growth in our economy," unquote. And they go on to talk about the CPI under Trump and comparing to Biden, just a lot of aspects of the economy. At the very least, you certainly can't argue about, and really a lot of his other points on why the nation's being destroyed. You know, yeah, the border, the taxes, these regulations, the inflation is a huge part of it. And the fuel, you know, like the green agenda he didn't throw in there, but the gasoline is prices and regulation. Some of these things are references to it. He was against the hyper-globalism, codependence that is so sought after, you know, by these World Economic Forum types. And so things are certainly accelerated against us regarding our trying to have small communities of like-minded folks living outside their system, things are certainly accelerated against us. With any alternative you can see on the horizon at the moment to Trump. So it's ridiculous to not still at least prefer him over the opposition. But to think that we can get back everything that needs to be corrected through voting is also ridiculous. You know, Trump's not going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. There are certain some things, you know, you just accept, unfortunately. But there were a lot of articles I was coming through and I didn't even get to. We were discussing some just other hypocritical issues related to the free speech and deplatforming close to home here yesterday. But there was a lot of good news out there, you know, as much as we question how much is distraction and fear porn, Stephen. But let's see, there supposedly there's a UN-related digital world brain seeking to track anyone and everyone, everything and everyone, you know, and this geospatial positioning technology evidently is it's going to be a big component in future control and surveillance. So I don't know. I was reading a couple articles on that because there was another dovetailing article, The Power of Where, the UN's rapidly expanding geoint infrastructure, as they called it. So we'll have to cover this more when we have more time, but have you heard and looked into this at all, Stephen?
Yeah, geo-intelligence, I guess, knowing where everybody is all the time and geo-fencing you in where you're only allowed to go. It's like the Internet of Bodies that install shock collars in us all, I suppose. That's the kind of thing I imagine when they talk about this stuff. It just I see the neighbors have a fence with a shock, you know, to train their dogs, and that's what they're doing to us, have been for a long time. It's disgusting.
Right. And well, as far as the ESG, we were talking about the social credit scores, the environmental, social, and governance categories are trying to implement this already, in, at least in parts of Europe. But the creators of the ESG score are complaining that behavior isn't changing fast enough. There was an article at Blacklisted News on that. It's pretty funny, you know, these people, they're so sociopathic and with God complexes, trying to, you know, shape humanity's future in their image. Like what Klaus Schwab was recently declaring, you know, let's make no bones about it. You know, we will create the future, basically declaring that we're gods, you know, those of the corporate heads, you know, Stephen. So this is I don't know. A lot of people have trouble believing, you know, just some of these things because they don't look into it themselves. And when, you know, their eyes will glaze over if you talk about it, you know, even people in your friends and family in your life. But right under our noses, how much goes on. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta to trial biometrics for entry. So, you know, a big contract with the stadium, and I'm sure there's some fine print whenever you buy a ticket and you don't even notice in the future here. They test their biometrics on anyone who uses the stadium for the viewing of the games over there. I thought that was interesting to mention. We're up to 14 in Canada, by the way. 14 young Canadian doctors die after getting the shot. Normally, you'd have like, zero. Let's see. In the past 30 years, he's never heard of a single death like this, according to this one doctor's. The types of deaths you'd normally see, none of such. A doctor friend in Canada heard about 15 deaths of a Canadian doctor over the last 9 months. Practicing for 30 years, this doctor never heard of such unusual deaths, okay, before by doctors. Normally, it would be zero. In 30 years, he's heard of zero of these types of cases. He says, why is he now all of a sudden hearing of so many deaths and why all these deaths are happening very soon after vaccination? And of course, these shots, we don't even want to use that word because we know that's even misleading, Stephen. But yeah, this one was over at stevekirch.substack.com. If people want to check it out, that's a good update on the headcount, just to get the news out there. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, polio went up after they introduced the vaccine a lot of places. It's like all these epidemics that they claim the vaccination cured were already coming down due to increased public health and sanitation awareness and just increase in nutrition that people were experiencing at the time. You know, that, and it was used to push the new technology, make them shekels, you know.
Right. If I have time, I'll touch on Bill Gates, how involved he is in buying up the food companies in the Dutch farmer situation in the Netherlands there. And it's interesting how big business, philanthropists, and these climate agendas are just completely in lockstep for control and engineering scarcity. Of course, he's investing in companies that'll be encouraging the eating of insects. They mentioned up there just to summarize it, if I don't get to it. BlackRock opening a snowbird office in West Palm Beach, following the trend of a lot of New York banker types who are basically a part of the exodus from the blue states. But ironic as that is, you know, get out of Florida is what I'd say. But there was some more positive news on a couple fronts. Let's see, there was a windmill project canceled. This was over at Activist Post. Controversial windmill project canceled by developer. A win for local control. And so that was Vermont. Opposition from citizens as well as town officials played a role in stopping the new project. And they don't want that to get out, that you can actually still have influence against these global agendas. The green agenda is just a complete psyop. And the more you look into it, the more you will see that is true. Another win, UK, okay? Anything but a cashless society. Over at Zero Hedge, they had this. Physical money makes comeback after UK households battle inflation. The World Economic Forum's been pushing hard for a cashless society in the post-pandemic world. Well, physical money has made a comeback in at least one European country, they say, as consumers increasingly use notes and coins to help them balance household budgets amid the inflationary storm. It's easier to budget, you know, what money you do have with all this inflation. At least UK consumers are finding by insisting on using cash, you know, for so many payments. And then they can't get rid of the cash payment kiosks options. And, you know, if you can avoid doing the self-serve checkout, that's also, of course, recommended. You want to keep those jobs there. But this is from Britain's post office even on Monday. Accelerated use of cards and digital payments on smartphones notwithstanding, okay, even though that has been the case. Demand for cash surged this summer, according to The Guardian even. And they say it's just some huge flow. They give the statistics for it. And cash was deposited a huge amount, relatively speaking. Physical cash demands primarily due to people managing their budgets in a day-to-day basis, and then vacationers to some extent adding to that. So Britain is anything but a cashless society. And so, of course, this is very much to the dismay of these WEF types. With it back in style to so much, it'll be a more challenging task, they're saying, for this cashless society than the elites had previously thought. And I just thought that was inspiring to mention, to get in there today, Stephen. I don't know, what else did you want to add? Because we have a couple callers.
Yeah, one thing before we go to the callers I'd add in relation to that is I use cash as for just about everything I can. And every time I go to the ATM, I get tagged for fraud and have to confirm my previous transactions. And I don't know why that always happens to me. It just seems like, what the heck? It's like, I can see where this is going. So anyway, yeah, thanks. Yeah. Go ahead.
Absolutely. No, that's an excellent point. Oh, and the person who authorized the raid, I didn't mention, it was related to Epstein, you know, and a couple of his major clients have been represented by the same individual who authorized the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. I didn't cover that yet. And then, of course, did I mention this news about Amnesty International? I'm not sure, but Amnesty International had a report criticizing Ukraine's use of human civilian shields. And then they apologized. They apologized for releasing that. CBS, we had deleting a documentary about arming Ukraine, you know, how only 70%, how 70% does not make it to the front lines, you know, black market sold or whatever, only 30 making it there. But it's no big surprise to find out corporate media is censoring itself and pulling. I'm surprised they even tried to make that to begin with. But let's go to the phones here. We're getting short on time. So I don't know, maybe we may have to try to skip that break depending. First, we have Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just doing some mathematics. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine, sir.
Okay. I was doing some mathematics. Now, I Googled how many COVID shots had been administered since the beginning. And of 184 countries, 12.4 billion. Okay. And then I went and said, I looked up, when was the first shot administered? It was December 14th of 2020. So that's not even 2 years. So you have 12 billion vials that had to be manufactured under the Trump's, what was the name of his program?
The fast track.
Warp speed.
Let me just tell you something. 12.4 billion shots. So that's 12.4 billion little bottles that had to be pressed out and manufactured and covered. And 12.4 syringes. This isn't people getting in a line getting shot with a gun. This vaccine had to be under production for years, maybe over a decade, to produce that many vials. 12.4 billion in 1 year is 32 million and change vials manufactured a day. A physical impossibility. This thing has been in production for over a decade. That's the only thing that could have been done. The mathematics doesn't lie. You cannot produce that many vials of vaccine and give out in a year and three quarters unless you have it stored.
But there are a lot of theories on that. I mean, no, I that could very well be the case. But also, I can't help but I trust these people so little. And a lot has suggested a percentage in theory to keep them coming back. If you wanted to slowly affect the population, you know, infertility, slowly dying of various other causes, some maybe right away, but you couldn't have it happen to everyone at once. You'd have to have a percentage placebo with each batch. That makes sense. There are claims to that. So that could be the case. And who knows what is in these? Maybe none of these are even the mRNA. It could just be some poisons that they're jacking people with and then some placebo and others.
That many vials. It would take years of producing those vials. Years.
It's this new technology shot. Anyway, and we know that the safety was thrown out the window. Stephen, do you want to comment on Rick's points, though? They are good points.
Yeah, it has been planned for a long time. You can read their papers to know what they're going to do next, pretty much lockstep. And, I mean, dark winter right before 9/11. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So, I mean, but you bringing up Trump. The fact that you brought up Trump is just that was significant, I take it, for the point you're making, that he's been helping with that agenda too much, therefore you don't see him very useful for much of any agendas. Is that it?
Look at Trump. The reason why Trump's in the headlines every day is because Americans have short memories. They're just keeping Trump in the headlines every day until they figure they're going to need him or not. That's all. He's the most investigated guy in the world, and he's still free.
That a lot of people didn't even do what he said when he was in office, especially on the immigration issue. But in a lot of ways, it is true that his hands were tied. He was stupid to not clean house. You know, he had all the Obama holdovers. So things were against him. And there's only so much you could accomplish without being JFK, you know. But anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Hold water for Trump. That's all you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm just looking at all sides of it, Rick.
No.
You know, I don't want the opposition to continue to be president. I don't need, you know, Hillary or Kamala. I certainly don't need that. You know, that's all I'm saying. But I don't think we can vote our way out of this. I think a lot of this you can't vote your way out of. Let's go to Paul in California. Let's skip that break if we could, Julie. Thank you, Paul in California. Hey, good to hear from you today, Paul. What did you want to answer?
Yeah, I think the gentleman caller from Arizona likely has it right, and I am sure that we would agree on many points concerning Trump and other such things. what got me to call today, besides the fact that I wasn't able to get on Fetzer's show because of technical problems, he wasn't taking calls because I, you know, he's misreading this whole Trump thing just like everybody else is. But what triggered me was Stephen's comment about polio and people, you know, getting polio from the vaccine. And you just ask yourself, okay, well, what is polio, right? What is it that people were getting? And of course, it's a form of paralysis. And that's what's occurring with a lot of these people here today with their more severe vaccine injuries, right? They're having extreme neurological problems. In many cases, they lose feeling on one side, you know, stroke-like symptoms. I've seen many videos of, especially a lot of the women, got their second or third shot because, you know, one wasn't enough. And they ended up having paralysis on one side or paralysis, you know, in the from the waist down in a wheelchair. So what's going on? And it's pretty obvious that they're being shorted out. All the nerves are, you know, they're carriers for an electrical signal as well as for all the other sensations such as heat and cold and pressure. I remember a chiropractor told me years ago that the nerves, you know, they do like 9 different things. And I forget each and every one of them, but it's obvious pain, pressure, heat, cold, and probably other forms of what could only be categorized as information. And that's why people are having problems with their heart, because this graphene and graphene oxide has an affinity for electrical activity. It's a very magnetic substance. So, you know, it's just pretty simple poisoning is all they're doing, and it's just it's mind-numbing. But just quickly on Trump, would it be any more obvious the kind of psychological operation they're conducting if they just put Trump in a jail cell and put the cameras in there, and they would have, like, Hillary Clinton and Obama and maybe Nancy Pelosi shocking his genitals with a car battery, you know, just to get the American people outraged. All this is they go from one side to the other. Everything that they're doing is guaranteed to piss off one side or the other. And it's just taking us back and forth, back and forth. It's part of the combination of fear propaganda and outrage propaganda.
I don't rule out that it's theater as well. I mean, who knows to what extent? I say that about
that's all it is.
Right, with Trump, just like the war agenda, I'm always suspicious. So yeah, no, I hear you.
Right. I mean, just ask yourself this: they show us what they want to show us, and they certainly don't show us what they don't want us to see. And this has been going on for decades and decades, and we know for sure because of the racial nature of crime. You've seen enough of the kind of videos I've seen where all these horrendous black-on-white crimes that never see the light of day. Meanwhile, a black man stubs his toe and a white man laughs, and it's in the national news for days and days on all networks. I mean, right. it's super obvious that this is all staged. It's like the Alex Jones show. I mean, if you read the paper on Miles Mathis' site about the Alex Jones trial, So many legal things are just completely absurd, don't make any sense. Multiple cameras in the courtroom showing different angles, and just the idea that there's cameras in the courtroom at all, as
right.
Miles Mathis has contended for a long time, but it's a CIA show trial. The minute you have a televised trial, it's basically an intelligence agency deep state trial is all it is.
Right. It's absurd how they pick and choose on that right. note with the televised courtroom. Okay. Well, here we have a one more caller. Thank you, as always, for your commentary.
Sure. Thank
James
you.
And Yes, sir, Paul. James in Vancouver. Hey, welcome.
Yeah, good
welcome
morning.
Back, James. Good morning.
Yeah, you're talking about racism in regimes. When I was in China, they used racism to prop up their regime. They talked about the Han Chinese, spelled H-A-N, and how the Han Chinese were special and superior to all other races in the Chinese mainland, you see. So they use it there, too. And when I was in Shanghai back in 84, I saw people shipped out of Shanghai, a railway station, in boxcars, looking just like the Jews in Germany or whoever they shipped in boxcars. So another thing about China is if you're talking about financier Jews, those are the ones that put Mao Zedong into power, okay? So you got people on the radio station saying things like, well, no, China wouldn't do that. China wouldn't take money from Jews. that wouldn't happen. Hell, it's all happened. So there's my peer-reviewed comments today.
Stephen, Stephen, do you have something to add to that?
Yeah, that is heating up. But, you know, that the biggest thing that worries me is the coming kind of digital thing we were talking about. I got no control over them. How much of it is theater, too, just like we were talking about with that show trial. They have the people that operating those cameras were planning to make a movie about the trial afterwards. I mean, come on. The thing was scripted from start to finish. That's obvious. So, yeah, that – well, how much of that is in the legacy media is all scripted? It just – it's hard to determine unless I know somebody that's actually where something is going on. It's getting pretty scary.
Well, but James, as far as, you know, China or Russia in a hot war with the West, I mean, do you see that as something that just wouldn't those that are the heads of the corporate world, you'd think it would be against their best interests, so that would be avoided, that they would have enough influence. Yeah. You agree?
Well, something occurred to me this morning. If people in North America are dropping like flies with these shots, why the hell would they need to invade? One guy on the station says, oh, yeah, come 1st of August, they're going to launch 900 ships to the United States, blah, blah, blah. Why do it? People are dropping like flies, you see. The corporations are in charge, okay? The corporations are killing us with these shots. Okay, so it's no more politicians in charge. It's all corporations. I don't know if I answered your question.
I think you're right about that. Thank you. I agree.
Yes. No, I'm glad.
Okay, good.
Always glad to hear from you. Yeah, I'm glad with your years of experience, you confirm, and that's my assessment as well, sir. As far
you
as
can
where
trust
the power.
It because it's peer reviewed. Okay, I'll let you go. Right.
Thanks, James.
Thanks a lot, James.
Always a pleasure. And going out on a high note, you know, you have to admire that. But yeah, it's definitely something to discuss further. Stephen, thank you as always. You know, it was a pleasure. And Mike Gaddy, your guest this Saturday, that's 10 a.m. Central Saturday. I'm Brock Bryant Black. Stephen Douglas White. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We'll stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. It's an excellent broadcast. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.